what's going on? This is MC Till with Everybody's Hip Hop Label. You are tuned in to our podcast, and today I want to talk about the real hip hop. The real hip hop is over here. So I saw a comment on Facebook about this real hip hop topic, and it got me thinking about it, and I started reflecting on some things. You know, I have to confess, I used to think that I knew what the real hip hop was. And I want to challenge that notion that any of us knows what the real hip-hop is. And I want to have a discussion and help lead and facilitate a discussion in the future around, you know, who gets to decide this? You know, is it the founding fathers of hip-hop? Is it, you know, the intellectual, you know, professors of hip-hop? Cats like KRS-One and I think like Ninth Wonder, Killer Mike. GZA, like who are the people that we could go to and say, you know, what do you think is the real hip hop and kind of lean on them, or should we just keep it open to interpretation? So anyway, back to the confession. So I confess, I used to think I knew what it was around the period of the late 90s when like P. Diddy came in. And like Jay-Z's music was making a turn and Swizz Beatz was popping on the scene. I basically considered like the, you know, more polished hip hop, the stuff that would be played on the radio. I didn't consider that the real hip hop. That was something else. That was like shiny mainstream rap. That wasn't the real hip hop. And I think, you know, reflecting back, thinking back, I think I put myself in that position to say, to have the, you know, whatever it is, to say that I knew what the real hip hop was. I think that it was because of, you know, this culture that I'm in, you know, the United States of America. And in this culture, it's very easy to say, you know, I am not a racist. As a white person, it's easy to say that I am not a racist. However, you know, I think white supremacy kind of and racism just kind of run like it's in the fabric. It's in the DNA. Of the United States of America. And so it's kind of like a fish in water. You know, you don't really recognize it, you know, until you're taken out of the fishbowl. And so I think now that I have the understanding of, like, I don't know a lot of things, and I'm never going to understand some things, I think with this type of mentality, you know, I no longer claim to know, like, what the real hip hop is. So at this point, you know, where I see myself contributing to hip hop, at least, you know, through the dialogue, is having these conversations around hip hop music and challenging people, you know, similar to myself, that, you know, claim to know what the real hip hop is, the boom bap, the, you know, the real hip hop, and, you know, challenge people and say, well, who are you to say, you know? Who gets to decide that? Who gets to determine what the real hip-hop is? And have a discussion around that. So I'm curious to know what you think. Is there even such a thing as the real hip-hop? And if there is, like, what's the criteria? What makes real hip-hop, and everything else, I guess, what? Counterfeit hip-hop? Fake hip-hop? Let me know what you think. Give me a call. Shoot me a text at 812-430-4464. Find us on social media at Everybody's Hip Hop. And you can always support our cause at everybodyshiphop.com. All right, y'all. That's it for me this week. Be back next. Actually, I'm going to be off. I'm glad I caught myself. I will be out in Seattle next week. And so I will not be doing these podcasts next week. But I will be back the week after that. All right, y'all. Be good. And I'll be back in a week. Peace.